Hi, I'm John Mayfield, the Real Estate Tech Guy, with another Global Real Estate School podcast. Hey, John Mayfield, the Real Estate Tech Guy. Thank you for joining me for another Global Real Estate School podcast. Well, we are talking about the difference between real property and personal property, or is something a fixture, or is it personal property? Now, remember, let's just kind of recap very quickly. Personal property is anything that is movable. That's right. If it's movable, if you can move it, it is personal property. But if it has become so attached to the real property that it's no longer movable, it actually now becomes a fixture or part of the real property. Today, we're going to look at some of the classifications or how you handle growing crops, things that might be personal property that the seller or the tenant, as we will discuss, have the rights to, or does it really pass along with the property? Now, in recapping, remember that acronym MAID, or AI gave us MARIA, the method of attachment. This is another way that the courts would determine if something is actually real property, a fixture, or if it is considered personal property. So MAID or MARIA, the method of attachment. How was it attached? If you used bolts to screw it into the wall, it would definitely be a fixture, right? The method of attachment, the adaptation of the article. How does it adapt to the property? Well, my wife and I put a gazebo on the end of our koi pond that's sitting on concrete blocks. Very movable. You could come in with a some kind of a bobcat or a little tractor, put it up in the air and put it on a trailer and drive away with it. However, how does it adapt to the property? Bird fountains, I say bird fountains, bird baths and water fountains can also be classified a lot as real property because they, again, adapt to the property. The intention of the parties, and did an agreement exist? MARIA talks about relationship of the parties, but method of attachment, adaptation of the article, the intention of the parties, and did an agreement, was there an agreement, and how does it state that on the contract? That's what they will probably do on the real estate exam, is give you a question with a lot of information, and you've got to dig through there and ask yourself these questions in order to answer, is it real property, a fixture, or is it personal property, which is movable? Okay. And don't forget, we use what is considered or called a bill of sale to transfer personal property. So as I mentioned, today we're going to really look at how do we handle growing crops, corn or soybeans, anything that has that can be cultivated and their crops, would they be considered personal property or is it real property? And by the way, this could be for a tenant, someone who's leasing property, or it could be the owner. So we're going to look at both of those. Now, one of the things you need to understand, this is a definition I would really try to remember, is that when we consider or talk about growing crops, they are called implements, okay? Now, there you may see the wording fructus industrialis, and I probably really mess that up. But I'm going to put the spelling in the show notes for you there. But it's spelled F-R-U-C-T-U-S, fructuous. I hope that's correct. Industrialis, I-N-D-U-S-T-R-I-A-L-E-S. Hey, I always wanted to be in broadcasting and film, and naturally, they took phonics out of school when I was a kid, so anyway, you got to have fun on the podcast, right? But those are implements, and they are considered growing crops. So growing crops, what we need to understand is they are considered part of the real estate. However, and this is what I want you to know, once designated as implements, okay? So again, implements refer to annual crops produced by cultivation legally belonging to the tenant or with the right to harvest after the end of the tenancy. Remember, tenancy is, when we talk about a tenancy, that is a you have either what we call freehold or non-freehold. And so a tenancy, and we talk about those, and we will talk about those on the podcast. You could have a tenancy at will, a tenancy for period to period, and so forth. So I don't want to get into all of that right now, but just want to recap that implements refer to annual crops produced by cultivation legally belonging to the tenant. Now, these could also belong to the seller if they are designated so on the contract, okay? And so if you're a person and you lease a farm, you're a tenant now, right? And so you lease this farm. When you lease the farm, you have a tenancy. You have some rights as a tenant. And so these crops that you planted are referred to as implements because they are cultivated annually as fruits or vegetables or whatever it is you are planting. So since they are now designated as implements, you as the tenant have the right to those crops. You got to know this for the real estate exam. So, you know, initially, if you go back, let's just step back for a moment when we want to try to define real versus personal property. Initially, growing crops on a property are considered part of the real estate. However, once designated as implements, once they're designated as implements, they are treated as personal property of the tenant or the seller who planted them. So I think the key here is if you're reading a question on the exam and it just says a person leased a farm and planted some tomatoes, who gets to take the tomatoes if the seller sells the property to someone else? And the answer is the tenant would, right? And so we need to look at have these been designated as implements, which, you know, most times they will be. But if there's something in the contract that says they were never designated as implements, then they would transfer with the property. So that's a key distinction that I think you need to remember. Now, if a property is sold or if a tenancy ends during the growing season, the original planter who planted the crops, was it the tenant or the seller? They are able to retain the rights to the harvest of the crops they planted, this is typically protected until the harvest is complete. Now, again, that time I use the tenant or the seller. And what I want you to understand is you could see a question on the exam that said, John Smith, a farmer, sold his farm and he had planted a bunch of soybeans. Does he get to keep those soybeans? Typically, yes. They will probably give you more information in the question to answer that. But if there's no mention, the answer would be whoever planted the growing crops has a right to those crops after they're able to be harvested. So if you saw a question and it said that I sold someone a parcel of property and I had leased that property prior to selling it, and the tenant who has a tenancy has rights to that property that they've leased from me, planted some corn or wheat, would the tenant get to come back later and collect the harvest or go ahead and collect the harvest even though I had sold the property to someone else? And the answer is yes. Why? Because they're considered implements, annually growing crops, also called fructus industrialis, that they would be able to keep those. Now, you know, there's a question that comes up here. The sale agreement should, or the lease, needs to really specify the handling of crops under cultivation to avoid any kind of disputes. So it's essential for you and I as real estate professionals to remember to advise our clients to address this issue in contracts explicitly. Very important for us to do that. And, you know, in some cases, you could see a question where the new owner might have to compensate the seller or the tenant for the crops instead of allowing them to harvest those. Could that be okay? And the answer is sure. Again, if it's in the contract, then that's how you would handle it. So read the questions very carefully. This is a bullet point that I've been provided that I need to teach you as an instructor, because you may see questions like this on the real estate examination. So I know that's kind of a long, drawn-out scenario, but I don't think you will miss a question regarding annually growing crops, fructus industrialis, implements, right? Implements. Don't forget that. That will always stay with the tenant. In other words, they can cultivate and harvest the annually growing crops, even though they are just a tenant. Why? Because they're considered personal property. They are implements, okay? So don't forget that. You know, a lot of times I hear students that write me and they say, man, I'm worried about the math, John. You know, the math just scares me to no end. And I always say, don't worry about the math. It's the definitions you need to know. That's why all of the global real estate school students get flashcards, digital flashcards that they can put on their phone. I have to tell you, when I started my school, online school 6 years ago, and I've been teaching real estate pre-license classes since the 1980s, and I actually had an online continuing education platform back in 1998, and I should have kept that going, and it's another podcast for another day. But when I started my school in 2017, officially started the online version of Global Real Estate School and changed my name from the Southeast Real Estate Prep School to Global Real Estate School, I came up with this idea for digital flashcards, and I was the first one. these big competitors. I looked at their website. They had nothing about flashcards. Well, guess what? Global Real Estate School has digital flashcards for all of their students. But if you're not one of our students, you can buy them at globalrealestateschool.com. Just go over there, check out. We're adding state resources to help students in states where we are not approved. I have practice exams. By the way, I have a whole series of audios that go through the outline, just like we're doing here, that you can download and listen to as you exercise or work out, drive in your car. But I want to help you pass a real estate exam. So check us out, globalrealestateschool.com. I even have some coaching programs for you to help you grow your business. It's all at globalrealestateschool.com. Hey, I thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Be sure and subscribe if you haven't done so. And check us out on YouTube. We'd love to have you as a subscriber there. As always, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you go out and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the podcast for Global Real Estate School. I'm John Mayfield, the real estate tech guy. Go out and make it a great day.